Good morning. Okay, we have a request today. A request of wanting an intimate relationship with the divine self. Okay. So, and there's another part to it as well. So take a breath. And rest in the truth of your own divine self. Recognize there is no person here to speak, and there is no person present to listen. Recognize only the self is. And if talking is happening, it is of the self. And if listening seems to be taking place, this too is the self. The self in awareness of words, sounds, which is called speaking and listening. There is but one presence, one life, one self, one being. This infinite, unborn, formless presence is the you that is you. We may dream of being separate. We may dream of being born. And we may dream of death, but we awake from that dream of limitation and recognize what we have always been, the one pure presence. So take a breath and rest back. Okay, so let's read the request. At one time, I would go within to talk or ask for guidance. But lately in my life, I feel a bit awkward turning within to ask for help or guidance within my being. I want to have a more intimate relationship within to my own knowing and communication with my own truth, my own heart. It feels like a next step from taking a breath and turning within and resting. Okay. All right. So those words, take a breath and rest back, I think have been spoken in just about every Sunday talk. And they're not spoken lightly, I can assure you of that. But the question being, have these words become your experience? Okay. Now I'm going to do a little story here. Okay. So let's say the teacher is explaining 2 + 2 = 4. Okay. Now, those words are just words and are not your experience. Okay. They're just words coming out, sounds being made. Okay. They have to be taken in, reflected on, recognized until they are lived. So we begin to count. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Holding up 4 fingers. Okay. To begin with, we hold up 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then we're going to hold up 2 fingers on one hand and 2 fingers on the other hand. And we count again. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I can see a little better now how the 2 fingers on the one hand and the 2 fingers on the other hand make the four also that the teacher is talking about. Hadn't seen that before, thought they were all here. Okay. So next, I take 2 marbles in one hand and 2 marbles in the other hand. 1, 2 marbles here in this hand, and 1, 2 marbles in the other hand make the 3, 4. Okay, so now I have seen that 2 items here and 2 items here are still coming up to 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Next, I have 2 pencils in one hand and 2 tablets in the other hand. Again, I count 1, 2 pencils. And then the other hand has 3, 4. But now I can see I have 4 items, but I do not have 4 pencils, nor do I have 4 tablets. But I have 4 items. And I continue this way until I write the number 2, the plus sign, and another number 2. I count the 1, 2 in my head. 1, 2, as I touch that written number. Okay. And then I count 3, 4 as I touch the other 2. Okay, so now I see I can still come to the answer of 4, but now I see I can do it if I have items. Okay. But I am beginning to see how these simple numbers are working to inform me of quantity. Now, it took some time. I first had to be given the work or in the practice to being taken care of. But as I went along, there was a deepening and a deepening of the understanding of how these numbers worked, and later on, how they worked in relationship with other numbers. Or we can go back to that book on color theory I speak of. So I purchased the book on the color theory and color mixing, right? So I read the words over and over and over. I read the words. But I never give the time nor the attention to actually making the mixing of the paints. So it all remains someone else's words that I never make my own. So I never experience the deep understanding of color theory or color mixing. I just kind of hold the idea, but just kind of stay at that level with it. Okay. So the question would be, have I taken the words? Take a breath and rest back to its deepest understanding. I am capable of. And then, am I experiencing the meaning beyond those words to the fullest? We all have a tendency to take in words and say, I understand this. I got this. But there is no deep understanding in the words. They eventually have to be set aside. And you go to that place you're resting in to have a deeper and deeper understanding, awareness of what is beyond the words. To make those words my own. Have I made them my own in the recognition that in that moment I have forsaken everything to give exclusive loving attention and devotion to the reality that I am in that simple moment? I have forsaken everything but to be resting in my own being. It is here in that resting that we commune with the divine of ourself before all else. Before the thoughts I have to do, I have to get, before anything, we rest here and commune with the divine. It is here in that rest that we rest away from the world of dreams and duality. Whether it's only for a matter of seconds or minutes, and finally, completely, all the time. It is here we listen for what might be given There is no thought to have something be given. But we are open to receiving whatever may come. And this is where the prayers of thanksgiving and gratitude rise up from, out of the inner silence, out of the inner stillness. This is where we learn to live from. Right now, we might be only 1, 2, 3, 4 in our understanding where to live from. But as you rest in the real and deep in that understanding, you are resting from the highest of altitudes. You are knowing from the highest of altitudes. And it is here that we acknowledge that there is but one presence, and the I that I am is that. So every word we read, every word listened to is someone else's words. Okay. In order to live them, we need to take them into the silence, into the being still, and let them flood us with their deepest meanings, and then we even dive deeper than that into absolute silence. If we take the words just at their usual given meanings, we would just be living superficially of the mind, without ever recognizing the depth behind the words. So it is in the stillness, this is where we grow, and this is where we live from. This is where we abide to be in the world, but not of it. So we take that breath and we rest in the reality of truth. We rest in ourself. Okay. Okay, so there's this other part to the request. So let's take a look at this part. But lately in my life, I feel a bit awkward turning within to ask for help or guidance within my being. Okay. Well, we might want to ask firstly, in regards to that statement, Who is the I that is feeling awkward? Where is this I? So, and then, who is this I that wants the help or the guidance? So let's start with that. And it's obvious, and I think all of you know, when we use the term, I want, I desire, I need, we have to stop. And yes, take a breath and rest back and ask the question, who is the I that feels awkwardness about turning within? Where is that one? I should like to meet that one. Let me speak with the one that is feeling awkward. Let's stop to think. Is there an awkwardness because deep down within me, I know that there's nothing I need to ask for, but I'm trying to do it anyway? That's another side of the coin. Has that thought risen up? There, there has to be some recognition beyond the words that I am neither body nor mind. I am the very presence of the absolute reality itself. Now, those are just words, and I don't even want you to believe them, because the reality of the words are beyond the words in that place of resting. And it is resting and coming to a deeper recognition of what it means to be the absolute awareness. And does that absolute awareness, that pure consciousness, does it require something that has to be asked for? Does that absolute pure reality require guidance or help? Those are the questions to ask. Am I asking out of a sincerity of my heart, out of the silence of my heart, or is it mind, thoughts just rising up to my awareness? The thought rises, I am feeling awkward. And we presume that to be about myself. So being the very presence of absolute reality, the question is there anything that I have a need of. I, not the presumed person or personality or persona, not that presumed I, but I that I am. Do I require something that I do not already have? Being the absolute reality, to whom would I turn for guidance? To whom would I turn for help? Only my own reality, the one presence, the one self that I already am. So I turn within in resting. I turn within to the absolute reality that is my own self. That's what the breath and the resting back is all about. I acknowledge I am presence. I am the only presence. I am the absolute presence. And I am that now. So these are some of the questions. And I'm big on challenging thoughts, on asking questions of thoughts that rise, that seem to present a sense of separation or a feeling of separation. Thoughts rise. There is your red flag. There is your opportunity to challenge the thoughts or look at the thoughts clearly, see them clearly. Do not just allow them to put you on a merry-go-round. Because if there's no challenge, those thoughts return, and they return, and they return. They are knocking at the door, but you already have it open. You've already allowed me in. You haven't even questioned who I am. You just let me come and live the day for you, or live the meditation for you. Once they are challenged, there's no need for them to return. And if they do, then they're challenged again. When we are living from that place of rest, because that is the silence of yourself, when we are living from there, there's no need for help or a guidance. We may need help and guidance to keep pointing us there. But when we're resting there, we come to that recognition. What guidance do I need? I already am all that is. Okay? Or I already am the absolute completeness of life itself. What help do I need? the I that I am. What help does that need? There cannot actually be any speaking to any other I than the I that I am, because that presumed I doesn't really exist. So there cannot be an I, Mary, over here speaking to an I, Chuck, over there. Or there cannot be I am Mary speaking to a presumption over there of I am Gary. That can only take place in a dream. That's a dreamscape. That's the dream of separation. There's actually an I that can be over here and a you over there. I can only speak to the God that is present, because only the God can speak to the God that is present. I can't speak to a person. The person is a fantasy. The person is a story that we have designed and lived with, and that's okay. But not when we are awakening. We have to see clearly. So challenge those thoughts. So the challenging and the questioning is a help for us to recognize that there is no person here to be in a state of awkwardness. The question could even be, is God in a state of awkwardness? Does God need help? Does God have to seek some guidance? Our prayers of thanksgiving, as in rising in the morning and thanking, giving thanks for the grace and the happiness and the peace that is mine this day. It's already mine. Might as well give thanks for it. So that's when you challenge. You are making space. You are opening up. No, I do not accept this thought as reality. I do not take it in as about me and my being. I do not succumb to this temptation to play the role of a person in need. I am the very presence of God itself. And I will rest in that. So when we don't challenge and we accept the thoughts, it is again giving for the moment our life over to a non-existent authority of a thought. So, what if there is a feeling of awkwardness? Okay. There was a feeling of awkwardness. Do I have to accept the thoughts that come with it? Is there a law written that I have to accept the thoughts and the stories that come along with a feeling? Is there some unknown authority over God? over my being, over myself. No, there is not. There seems to be one. Only when I give it to thoughts, there seems to be one. But there isn't anything wrong with a feeling. Recognize that. Be still with that. There's nothing wrong with the feeling. And there's not even anything wrong with the story that comes with a feeling. But recognize you do not have to accept it as the truth of your being. So, a relationship, and this is very important. This is why we challenge. Because the idea or the concept, even if it be in the subconscious, the concept of a relationship requires at least two. Okay. So if there is a prayer, even a sincere prayer that I am wanting to have a relationship of the heart with my own being, I have to recognize I already am the being that I would like to have the relationship with. If we continue along the lines of I want to have a relationship, that still gives a like a subtext of separation. So we want to let that go. Replace perhaps with I would really like to have a deeper recognition of my being. Because I think that's the relationship that is actually being spoken of here. I want a deeper understanding of what I am. Okay. Rather than I want a relationship for guidance and help. Those thoughts can be set aside in the recognition. Whatever is needed, the universe is going to present it. And I trust in that. Whatever guidance there may be will be given. I do not have to ask. I do not have to plead. I do not have to want. I do not have to desire. If guidance is needed, it will be given. And I trust in that. So I can lay that little thing aside. So I want the relationship with my being in the depths of my heart. Okay. Take relationship. Change that into being. I desire a deeper understanding of the being that I am. Now you've stepped up to a higher altitude with a deeper understanding. I already am what I am. Okay. And I already am the presence that I desire to have a relationship with. That's the takeaway. Okay. I already am the presence that I want to have a relationship with. I'm already that. So since you are already that, we are already that, it only then takes some deepening. So again, when the thoughts rise of I want, I desire, I need, I would like to have, when those thoughts rise up, recognize them and take a breath. And rest back and let go of the thoughts, let them pass along their way without any interference. They do not require attention. So in the simplicity, it is a devotion. It is loving. It is an act of oneness, if you will. We have the devotion of taking a breath and letting go of the world, letting go of duality, letting go of thoughts, feelings, wants, or just resting back in the truth that is yourself. That is devotion. That is love. That is saying no to the dream and resting in truth. That's love. That is loving the self to do that. And we turn our attention back within to what is truth. And here's the other thing. How often have you heard the words, be still? And how many have gone to the depths of be still? Because it doesn't have anything to do with the body or the mind. So I don't know if we would call it a next step, but definitely a deepening of what is already there. Yeah, I would call it that. And just one more thing. I'd like to share one thing I had recognized long ago in the beginning of my spiritual walk. And the same as you, I would feel embarrassed of praying or asking for help. Same thing. Okay. And one of the things that was embarrassing to me was to chant. And or to use my voice out loud. It was just for this newbie with her toe on the path, it was very embarrassing. So what I did was I began to actually chant, but I did it alone, did it by myself. No one could hear me, no one could see me. But I took that opportunity to just open up and take deep breaths and let out a resounding om. Okay. It might have sounded like I was calling the cats home or something. But I did this until that feeling no longer had a say in anything. Okay. Now, this is way back in the beginning. Many of you know I didn't have an outer teacher. Okay. So what was given to do came from within, and I did these things. So I just wanted to share that with you, that the embarrassingness is, or the awkwardness is something I think that we all have at one time or another. Okay. But and I'm happy to say I still enjoy chanting every now and again, but still by myself. So anyway, that's our theme for today. So how about questions or comments?
I just want to say thank you, Mary. Wonderful, wonderful theme.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Yes, it was. It was. It just did seem to just flow. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, love. Yes, love.
Thank you, Mary.
Yes, love.
Really touched me. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, dearest.
Thanks.
So I guess there's no question or comments, but I do want to make that when words are spoken, they're just spoken. There's no way for any teacher to speak truth, because truth does not reside in the words spoken. The truth resides in that silence. So practice to see the opportunities of clear seeing. And take that time sincerely in thanksgiving to just be still. Resting in yourself. Okay. Okay, no, if no questions or comments, then. Well, if one pops up, you can always send an email, that's, or a call, or a text. So, let us pray. Most beloved self, thank you that everyone is the one presence. Never has anyone been separate from the beloved. Never must we seek for peace or happiness, for oneness is our nature. Thank you that this is so. Right now, not tomorrow, not when there is more understanding, not when I attain some knowledge. In this moment, I am the pure presence of awareness. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Om. Amen. Namaste.